When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News right here on Red Circle. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. They help keep us on the air and keep us going so I can keep bringing you good information every week and good news for the Christian and non-Christian community out there that needs to hear the truth and news every day. So in case you're just joining us, folks, End Time World News is an independent and alternative news and media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. End Time World News is dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians every day. We're a podcast, though, about hope, life, God, Jesus Christ, news, and current and world events. The podcast is also about the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we anxiously await for the return of Jesus Christ, folks. And so on that, that'll give you a little bit of an idea of what we do and who we are. So let's get into today's news, shall we? Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. And the title of the article reads, repeated injections will be lethal, warns researcher on COVID vaccine spike protein that destroys natural immunity. And of course, folks, as always, that link will be down below, that link to the article, so you can read the article in its full context. So the link will be down below for you. Okay, and let me just say something before we get going here. I have to always throw out my disclaimer here. The internet police might get us and pull us off the air, so I always have to throw in this disclaimer here, folks. So here we go, real quick. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, or am I a healthcare professional, nor will I prescribe or subscribe any types of medicine. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment free speech, the rights under the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, I can bring you this alternative news and information in this truth. I can bring you this information under that act. So I just want to know, just want you to know that. I'll let you, as I do in every podcast that I do, including this one, I'll let you decide what's best for you and your family. But if somebody asks me, I'll certainly tell them what I would do. So again, let's get into today's story. And again, the headline reads, repeated injections will be lethal, warns researcher on how the COVID vaccine spike protein destroys the immunity. And that's from naturalnews.com. Here we go, folks. An independent analysis of the immune failure that tends to occur after someone gets vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 has been related to at least one of the causes and the buildup of the vaccine-induced spike proteins inside the body. Walter Chestnut of WMCResearch.org warns the robust immune response triggered by the shots may come at a lethal cost. Whether that manifests immediately or later on or down the road, Chestnut found that after reviewing peer-reviewed scientific study and informative lecture that once the vaccine spike proteins really settle in and start doing what they're designed to do, an injected person's telomeres becomes inactivated. So the telomeres, in case you're unfamiliar, is an enzyme in the human body DNA that regulates aging. As the telomeres that encapsulate the DNA shorten over time, aging really starts to ramp up. This would suggest that Donald, the father of the vaccine, Trump's Operation Warp Speed injections are accelerating the aging process. From the study, which Chestnut drew his conclusions, published in the Journal of Bacteria and Parasitology, convincingly demonstrates that the vaccine spike proteins have a deleterious effects on the telomeres, impairing its synthesis, Chestnut says. This activity, if inhibited, it takes time for the eventual immune cell exhaustion to appear, he adds. This may be the signature Trojan horse gift of the spike protein. Whatever short-lived immune responses is fool's gold, replacing the immunity of the immune system to replenish itself. So let me pause right there and just say, folks, it's dangerous, this vaccine. You must do whatever you must do. I pray for it, everyone that's taken it so far. It's very dangerous. I'm not going to take it. This vaccine has a tendency to break down the body's own, God-gifted, the body's own natural immune system. So on that aspect, you have to understand that this is not natural. This is man-made in a lab. This is the kill shot. They want to depopulate the world. This is a part of the beast system. You have to understand that. And that goes back to Revelation. And you have to understand that the beast system, that what they want to encounter, a one world, new world order, is something that they've been wanting to do for a long time, and they want to do that. And that's what you have to understand, that that's the most important thing, that they want to bring in the beast system. And by doing this, and by having a drug and creating a fake plandemic, this is a way to actually kill off people. See, the more people they have, they can't control them. The less people they have, they can control them. And so that's where you have to understand that that's what they, that's the end game of what they want to do. And, you have to understand that this is, God will let this happen for a certain period of time, 3.5 years, actually, according to the book of Revelation. But God will let this happen for a certain period of time. I want to just read this. I know I've read this over and over and over multiple times, folks. So those people, those new people joining me right now, congratulations and thank you for joining and listening. I want to read again, and I know I've repeated this over and over, but I can't quit harping on this. This shot is part of the beast system. And let me just read from Revelation chapter 13. We're going to scroll down to verse 16 through 18, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. And I'm pulling this out of the King James Version, but it doesn't matter. As long as you have a good, holy Bible, you ought to be able to follow along. Revelation 13, chapter 16 through 18. Here we go. And he causeth all, big and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy, sell, say he that hath the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And then here's 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for the number of a man and his number is 666. So 666. And you have to understand that they're pushing this nonsensically to set up and pushing this beast system to set up the ultimate takeover of the beast. You got to understand that this new world order, they want to kill everything and everybody, leave 500 million people left. They basically want to kill 7.5 billion people, folks. That's what they want to do. No pastor is going to tell you this. Nobody out there that I know of, big names, is going to say this. I'm going to tell you straight up, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth. I am just a man, and I do sin just like everybody in the world. Nobody is without sin, but I will tell you the truth, right, wrong, or indifferent, no matter what happens. And that's the scenario. They do want to kill all of us and leave only 500 million people in the world to rule over. They think they're going to have a dystopia, and they don't understand that that ain't going to happen. The beast, God will let the beast roam for 3.5 years, and that's it. God will let the devil run rampant, and then Jesus Christ will return and bring in his angels, his army of angels, and he will return once again to earth. And people don't understand that. People can't comprehend that. People just want to give into the system, and you cannot. So let me return back to the article. COVID vaccines are destroying people's telomeres, just like chemotherapy, folks, causing them to age rapidly. This phenomenon is already being observed in Israel, one of the most vaccinated countries in the world. The long-term effects of the shots are accelerating their manifestation, showing that spike proteins may be chronically present inside people's bodies when they are continually suppressing the telomeres. With telomeres, lecturer Elizabeth Blackburn warns, T cells in the body are unable to replenish themselves and run out as well. They should, in course, a normal lifespan. And what we are basically seeing is the effects of chemotherapy with the spike protein. So the spike proteins are creating in the body from this shot. And I don't care if you have Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, whatever you have, folks, they're creating, the spike proteins are creating like a chemotherapy effect. And of course, not to mention there's graphene oxide in there as well. Where are we? Okay. The Fauci flu shots are bombarding people's bodies with spike proteins that are similar to chemotherapy, causing their immune systems to collapse and not be replenished. There is nothing more than death injections disguised as medicines. And that's what they're doing, folks. They're scaring everybody into taking a third shot. They're scaring everybody because they can't kill enough of us fast enough. They want everybody to take a shot. And then the end game, of course, I know, and most of us know that are saints, most of us know that are just believers in Christ, most of us know that are patriots, that it's going to come down to very, very messy in the end times. Messy meaning the people that don't take the shot will be put in internment camps or quarantine camps, as they're called. They don't want to say internment camps because that's back in the Holocaust. Heaven forbid we bring that up. We can't bring that word up, folks. So you have to understand, if you don't take the shot, you'll be in a quarantine camp. They will give you the shot there. If you don't take the shot there while you're locked down, then eventually they will kill you. That's what you have to understand. So again, no pastors, no scholars, nobody is going to tell you, but just fill your head full of BS and fill your head full of nonsensical stuff other than what God's true word is. And God wants you to acknowledge him as his Lord and Savior. And we'll get into that at the end of the podcast, folks. But again, this poison, do not put this in your body. But again, I can't tell you to do that. I'm only suggesting, but you have to do whatever you want. But my suggestion would be pray about it. Pray and pray hard, and not just pray once, pray multiple times and see what God wants you to do. And I guarantee God does want you to kill your body because your body is like a temple. That's what you have to understand. That's how God created your body, folks. None of this is a surprise anymore. Who would be paying attention to everything that experts have been warning about and the concerns of the vaccines and their spike proteins? To those who put their faith in Dr. Fauci, however, the chickens are now coming home to roost. They will soon be begging for a cure for the new pestilence that they've invited into their bodies. and eventually everyone that took the jab, maybe the vaccinated dead will be a group and rise up and destroy their own makers, the kind of like you see in the book Frankenstein. That would be ironic. But again, who made the vaccine have already gamed out of the scenario as a possibility. Another commentator wrote, Americans are allowing the likes of a Fauci to get away with openly pushing genocide injections. And as he threatens to shut down the country again if the unvaccinated holdouts refuse to obey his orders, increasingly appears that the real pandemic is hiding in the vaccines, that the virus was merely a rise to get people to line up to take lethal injections, the contents of which would be shed into others, including people who refused the jabs in the first place. In a more recent tweet about how people can deal with the vaccine-induced destruction of the telomeres, which is associated with Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, and apocryphy, hypothalamus, Chestnut appeared to appear in a paper about the reishi mushroom. And he goes and talks about the reishi mushroom, that could actually help a little bit. The COVID-19 spike proteins turns off the transcription, duplicates the AUF1 and the WRN, deleting telomeres. Chestnut wrote in another tweet, it is a catastrophe that you are now seeing the beginning of. And then further warns that the cells are lacking WRN and exhibit deletion of telomeres, a form of cell death known as synthetically lethally depletion of the WRN induced. So this basically, folks, is causing spike proteins, blood clots, in some younger males, heart problems, different types of things like that, can cause stroke, heart attack. This can cause everything, folks. You have to understand this is deadly. You have to understand, if you think your government loves you, I'm sorry to say, I'm just going to say you as a brother in Christ, and I'm going to be very harsh here. Forgive me, that you're just not getting it, and you're not in reality. You really need to wake up, folks. You really, really, really need to wake up and understand that Jesus is the way and Jesus is the light, and that man's way here, men and people, evil people, are trying to kill us. And you have to understand that these people need prayer, but a lot of these people are demon possessed. These people are demon possessed, and these people are not listening to God. These people are listening to the devil. They're pushing these vaccines that are still on clinical trials. The FDA here in September, early September, supposed to make these pass the FDA certified, and by doing that, fakely, even though most drugs go to the market, they have a 7 to 10 year span before they can actually come out and be certified by the FDA to be safe for the public. What happens is the FDA is being bought off, folks, at least here in America. And that's what they want to do. They want to depopulate. They want to kill 90-95% of everyone here, including myself and everybody listening to this podcast. They want to kill us all. And I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just trying to say Jesus is the light and the way, and Jesus is the hope. We got to have faith, folks, because we don't know how long we will be around. And that's what you have to understand. And for those folks that's taken the shot, I'll sincerely pray for you. We need to pray for them. And I pray that there are still folks out there that have not taken the shot, those folks that believe in God and not man. And if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, folks, and invited him into your life, I want to just ask you to say a simple prayer. It'll only take 2 or 3 minutes. Find a quiet place in your home. Find a quiet place at work, in the bathroom, in your car, in the closet, wherever you need to go. Step away from everyone and just say a prayer with me, if you don't mind. I'll give you a second and let you find a quiet place where you can go and say a prayer with me if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Now repeat after me, folks. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and restore me to the Father. I choose to turn now from my sin and my self-centeredness and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. Amen. And congratulations, folks. If you said that prayer, that's a salvation prayer. If you said that, and I commend you, I congratulate you, and thank you very much if you said that prayer. God loves you. I welcome you. God welcomes you. And the first step is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you're repenting of your sins, and you just did that. If you said that prayer with me, folks, the next thing is for you is to get a hold of a good Bible. I use the King James Version, but a lot of people, you know, have a problem finding that. So just get a good, holy Bible, folks. Get a good, holy Bible and just start going through the Bible and get into God's Word. That's the most important thing. You just got to keep this simple. So many people overcomplicate it. You need to take this. You need to take that. No. Jesus was very simple, folks. Back in the day when Jesus walked the face of the earth, you know, a child could understand Jesus, even a child. So you have to understand Jesus speaks very simplistic so that everyone, there's no doubt whatsoever Jesus is saying and God is saying his message to you. And that's what you have to understand. So get a good Bible is the first thing. Get into the Word is the second thing. And the third thing is once you start getting into the Word, you start understanding, then start telling family and friends about it, how it's affecting your life, what it's doing for you, and how you're changing. You're changing on the inside. You're changing in your heart. You're changing in your mind. Even the way you think, the way you act, the way you feel, it's changing. Jesus is changing you. In the name of Jesus, it's changing you, folks. It is changing you. Your life is changing. Then the third step is get into a good church. I suggest a good Christian church, a church that preaches the Trinity, in case those folks, again, new folks tuning in don't know what the Trinity is. It's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Get into the church like that. Tell the pastor you prayed the prayer. Tell the pastor you want to learn more about Jesus. I want to learn all I can learn. I want to know how I understand the Bible, how I comprehend, what do I do, where do I go? Just start getting into it. Them questions will be answered as you start to read through it. And some people say, well, Eric, it's so big and it's so thick and it's so hard. Folks, it's the same way for me. The Bible, for somebody that's never read the Bible, for new folks out there, if you've never read the Bible, of course it's going to be scary. Of course, I understand that. But you just have to dive in, pick a page and go. I'm OCD. I've said this 100 times. I'll say it 101. I have to start from page one. That's just how sometimes OCD people run. That's how we run. But you just pick a page and go and get into God's Word. And then turn the page after you read one page and then another, then another, then another. If you want to jump around, then jump around. There's no rules, folks. There's no rules to reading the Bible. Just start reading it. That's it. Just start reading and let God flow naturally. It's usually good to pray before you read the Bible, and it's good to pray after you read the Bible. Help the Holy Spirit work through you, and to help the Holy Spirit work through you, and by working through you, what you can do is the Holy Spirit will come into your life and will work through you, and that process tell you where you need to turn. And like I said, if you want, try to find a good Christian church, one that preaches the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and just get a Bible and just start telling people. That's it, folks. That's it. You know, I'm not a professional pastor. I think you guys know that by now. I just try to bring God's Word to you, try to bring you hope and belief. And trust me, trust me, the devil's not going to be reigning a long time on earth. And 3.5 years might seem like a long time, but it's not. The devil is not. The devil is allowed for a certain period of time to run rampant in chaos all over everybody and throughout humanity. But folks, we know in the end who wins. I know in the end who wins, and you now know in the end who wins. We win. God Almighty will win in the end through Jesus Christ. God Almighty will win, and Jesus will be here with his army of angels, and everything, all the devil, all the demons, all the people that were non-believers, everybody that didn't want to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, all the people will go to hell, will go be thrown into the lake of fire, gone forever. And that's what you have to understand, folks, that as long as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and really, really accept him and repent of all your sins and just start living your life for Jesus Christ. It's simple, and that's it. Like, share, subscribe, folks, if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and appreciated to help keep us on the air. There's a donations link on the side, folks. And I thank you very much, and I appreciate everyone listening to this podcast. And I greatly appreciate it, and I can't thank you enough. I've had my, on a personal note, I normally don't do this, but I'll just tell you on a personal note, I know things have been a little slow. Hopefully things will improve. I've had a few minor health issues and problems with my back and different things. So any prayers out there would be greatly appreciated. So that's been debilitating for the last 4 or 5 days. So that's why I haven't gone on sooner and made more podcasts, is simply for health reasons, namely dealing with the back and back pain and different things. So through faith and through prayer, I am recovering. No surgery, no knife, no nothing, just through faith and through God and through natural supplements and through Jesus Christ. And again, I'm standing, and I will be standing until God says it's time for us to go home. So like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome. And thank you so much for listening. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families. I'm out of here. Until next time, have a good night. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.